Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Descartes, I think, therefore I am. You have Muhammad Ali's, I am the greatest. Radical individualism seems to be the buzz phrase today. Radical individualism is the way of our sinful human nature that corrupts our body and our soul. We love to think, to speak, and to act on our behalf. We believe that we're the kingpins of seminary students, our professors, and if everybody would just think and speak and act as I do, then Concordia Seminary and the Lutheran Church Missouri Sinners would be better off. I mean, don't you just love to be around someone who really gives you the perception that they are the I am of all creation? I mean, I sort of suspect that all of us at one point or other have seen Happy Days and are rather familiar with the Fonz and how, you know, he sort of ingratiates himself. Typical of society even today, I mean, he sort of stands in front of the mirror, he pulls out his comb and he goes, I can't improve on what already is there. I mean, I've already proved that my way, my truth, my life, that's what I am to everybody. Well, St. Paul is very clear in his letters to the Christian at Rome that none of us lives to himself and none of us dies to himself. And if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and of the living. We aren't our own in our living, in our dying, in our death, in our resurrection. We're just not our own. And of course, this is totally, totally countercultural. We live in this cesspool today of what people call rights talk. It's my right to have an abortion. It's my right. And that is applied to everything. And so we live in this cesspool of rights talk whose aroma is pleasing only to the self, but truly reeks of a sort of a self-serving humanity to the nostrils of Yahweh. We live to ourselves, to serve ourselves, and not to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to serve and not to be served, who came to seek and to save. We live to promote our own personal agendas rather than lift high the cross of Jesus Christ. We love to seek our own selfish desires and our personal honor rather than, as St. Paul writes, looking at others is better than ourselves. We have Dorm and New Year's Eve and birthday and Y2K parties, getting plastered, staggering around like an animal who's just come out of anesthesia, rather than drinking in moderation and remaining sober in Christ. It's living la vida loca, living that crazy life, that crazy sinful life that society just loves, and find you yourself on the bandwagon of everybody else seeking whom you may desire. There are no exceptions. As St. Paul says, there are no exceptions. Because if we live in the Lord, and that includes everything we do, including in our dying. We are not our own. Not a single believer lives to himself or to herself, and he or she does not die to himself or to herself. For we are not our own, we are bought with a price, and our service is not for ourselves as though we are our own masters, but our service is to the Lord and to our neighbor, even regarding those adiaphora, you know, those little things in life that we sort of push aside. And say, that doesn't have anything to do with my Christian witness. They're rather inconsequential to this Christian witness of speaking and living the truth of God's word and love that comes down from above in the Christ who died and lived again that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Isn't it absolutely comforting to know that we are the Lord's? I love the phrase in Exodus chapter 20 that precedes the giving of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. This objective truth is there in this so-called relativistic society. This truth, I am the Lord your God. This objective truth motivates us in our living, in our dying. And in his dying and rising from the dead, we live and we die to the Lord. Our every action by faith alone is connected to the very end times when the Christ will come to judge both the living and the dead. Radical individualism of this relativistic self in this la vita loca of the sinful human flesh that thrives off of serving the self is here. Through the water, word, and faith of holy baptism and the bread and the wine, the body and blood of the sacrament of the altar, the soothing medicine for body and soul, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. We live to the Lord and we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living. Amen.